This is Explain Pain, second edition. I'm David Butler.
And I'm Lorimer Moseley.
You ready, Lorimer?
I'm ready, Dave.
Okay, let's get into it.
Dave, I think it might be helpful to set out, before we start, what the aim of explaining pain really is.
Absolutely, Lorimer. Go for it.
Okay, there's four aims in Explain Pain. The first is to assist health professionals, help them to explain pain to their patients. This might sound trivial, but sometimes the science, the biological discoveries, can be pretty tricky to pass on to patients. That's what Explain Pain is all about. Our second aim in Explain Pain is to enable the people in pain themselves to understand more about their situation, to become less frightened about their pain. We really want people to respect pain, but not be afraid of it. We know there are scientific studies that clearly show that how threatening your pain is contributes to how bad your pain is. By informing people about what is actually happening inside them, we know we can reduce the threat. Understanding your pain is the key. The third aim, we want to assist people in pain and those around them, their friends, their family, their colleagues, to make the very best choices about their management, about their journey to recovery. And the final aim of Explain Pain is to present the material, the best methods of managing pain, and provide the essentials of treatment for overcoming pain. We want people to take on the journey to return to normal life. The principles of explaining pain are particularly suited to what we would call chronic or persistent and non-specific pains. That's certainly where the Explain Pain journey began. Typical examples of that are low back pain or elbow pain or neck pain or fibromyalgia. What's really cool, Dave, is that what we've learned over the last 20 years about explaining pain is that the principles are equally applicable to any pain state. From rheumatoid arthritis to cancer to an acute ankle sprain, the principles of biology apply across the board. One of the strengths of explained pain is that anyone who suffers from pain or who has a loved one, a colleague, a friend who has persistent pain can benefit from the information. We also think that the benefit will be greatest if you are able to access an informed health professional to help guide you along the way. And that comes to the last point before we get stuck into the material. We really hope that health professionals will find this book and the material in it as exciting as we find it and as exciting and fascinating as we've found it for 20 years. But most importantly, we hope that they find it as helpful as we've found it to guide treatment and to take people on the journey to recovery. Well, Dave, as you know, there's so much literature in this area.
Yeah, there's tons now, isn't there? And it's growing.
It's exponentially growing, really. But we've done our best to select the very best literature, the most rigorous studies, and we've based Explain Pain on the very latest and the very greatest of the scientific evidence. We stand by everything in this book, don't we, Dave?
We certainly do.
Well, it's time to take the journey. Let's go.